"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
He is up because of the heat, but supply is down partly because of the drought.
Mega drought means less megawatts.
California's power grid operator has issued a flex alert for today, asking people to conserve power. Newsom says it's understandable that people are cranking up the AC, but he says today's not even the hottest day of this heat wave. The hottest day should be Sunday and Monday.
We are anticipating, based on current projections, this will change on a daily basis, a little over 48,000, as much as 48,200, 48,500 megawatts of consumption.
Demand as of 3 o'clock this afternoon was close to 42,000 megawatts. Alex Stone will be on with John to talk more about the heat and the flex alert and all of that good stuff. People have still hit up hiking trails despite the heat wave in Southern California. One of them is KFI's Blake Trolley.
It was around 100 degrees when I trekked up the Mount Wilson Trail in Sierra Madre. Not far into my hike, I met this couple from Long Beach who were also not far into their hike.
We got 0.3 miles in, and we're turning around because it is way too hot out here.
As for their next stop,
we're going back home and getting in the pool and calling it a day from there. Forget this, it's too hot out here.
A total of 5 people were on the trail in the hour I was on it. The trail is typically much busier. In Sierra Madre, Blake Trolley, KFI News.
San Bernardino County Sheriff Shannon Dykus says concealed weapons permit holders are being blamed by some lawmakers for the rise in gun violence in California. Dykus says there's a bill in motion that would dismantle the current local CCW permit process and put it in the hands of the state.
There's ghost gun problems and a number of things that are out there, but addressing the CCW program as a whole is not something that's associated to the problem that we're seeing in terms of gun violence.
She says that he sent an opposition letter to the bill's author, Democratic Senator Anthony Portantino. The sheriff says he has 12,000 permit holders in his county, and in the last 10 years, there's only been one criminal issue with a permit holder. A new all-in-one disaster preparation website will soon be available in Orange County. Ready OC spokesman Nico Melendez says the Ready to React website will prepare families for active shooters, earthquakes, fires, and more.
One thing we're trying to educate is cell phones, because they are absolutely irreplaceable in the world that we live in today. And disasters and emergencies may disrupt cell phone communications.
Melinda says before that happens, people can quickly post or change their voicemail to provide their location. The Ready to React website goes live tomorrow with other tips and videos that teach first aid, home disaster preparation, and more. The drought throughout the U.S. has hurt farmers, but has helped other businesses in the summer. Amusement parks, minor league baseball teams, and construction contractors are thriving because they need warm, dry weather to attract paying customers and get jobs completed on time. Some businesses say things are generally going well, in part because of the weather. Southland weather from KFI, sunny and hot again tomorrow with highs upper 80s and 90s for Metro LA, 98 to 110 in the valleys, upper 90s for inland Orange County, 108 in the Inland Empire. Right now it's 99 in Orange and 107 in Sun Valley. The KFI market report, the Dow closed down 280, S&P 500 down 31, NASDAQ down 67, and the average price of a gallon of regular gas in California is $5.26. We are going to go to that closure on the 5 in Castaic.
Both directions of the 5 are off limits due to this brush fire. And northbound, they'll divert you off at Parker Road, southbound at Vista Del Lago. So your alternate for this area is by using the 14 to the 138. And 14 northbound, leaving the 5 pretty jammed up right now in Santa Clarita, all the way to Sand Canyon Road, opening up after that, looking pretty good all the way to the 138. And the 138 eastbound from the 5, pretty slow moving right now as you continue all the way to Three Points Road. And we've got Will Kohlschreiber, KFI in the sky.
Westbound side of the 105, right around Crenshaw, we had some early reports of a possible homeless encampment fire. See, that disappeared off the CHP log, but definitely a stall in that area as well. It is the eastbound side that is especially slow from the 405 all the way over to, it looks like, basically where the freeway ends at the 605 on that eastbound 105. So expect delays. Will Kohlschreiber, KFI in the sky.
Yeah, let's look at the Cajon Pass on the 15 northbound. Delays are filling in at Kenwood, taking you ahead to the 138. Some slowing on the southbound side from the 138, traveling back towards Cleghorn. KFI in the sky helps get you there faster. I'm Angel Martinez.
Is it time to sell your home? Maybe you want to downsize, move, or maybe you inherited a home that you just don't want to hang on to.
Whatever your reasons, call Seller's Advantage. They've been buying homes for decades, and their reviews speak for themselves.
They are people who buy from people, and they'll provide you with a custom solution that works for your needs. They'll offer you a competitive cash offer, and they can close in days.
You don't have to worry about spending on repairs or preparing your home to be shown or having people come in and out.
Nobody likes that. There are no agents. No commissions, no open houses, no repairs. These are a lot of good no's. Just a great offer, fast and easy, that'll give you peace of mind.
If it's time to sell your home, call Seller's Advantage for a free, no-obligation offer. They'll buy your home as is for cash. Call 888-321-AS-IS, 888-321-AS-IS, 888-321-AS-IS. That's 888-321-2747 or sellersadvantage.com.
DRA number is 0196-1658.
Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, beat the largest timeshare company in federal court and has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the 5 ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get this timeshare cancellation guide absolutely free.
Call 800-738-9900. That's 800-738-9900.
Dean Sharp, this hour of KFI is brought to you by Sunlux, home of the Tesla solar ecosystem, including the Tesla Powerwall battery. Get yours today at sunlux.com, sunlux.com.
Hey, Zach, what are we going to do if someone needs their drain cleared?
I'll send a drain technician to clear your drain for just $80.
$80 is a great price. Are they going to use a drain cable?
Yep, an extra long 30-foot one.
Gettle Air Conditioning and Plumbing, GOE TTL.
This is Jacob Amrani. If you've been in an accident, call 844-24-JACOB.
KFI.
More stimulating talk.
An iHeart radio station.
John and Ken Show, John Cobalt and Ken Chapeau. Ken's away, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeart radio app. Hey, it's 107 in Van Nuys. It's 112 in Woodland Hills. How about that? And there's a big fire burning in Castaic, and the 5 is closed in both directions. And as of 5 minutes ago, we are running out of power, so they issued a flex alert. You're supposed to unplug things, especially that electric car. No electric car for you. And about 40% of the county is now short of water, and you're not supposed to water anything on your land. But other than that, California is being managed really well, and Alex Jones is going to come on and tell us more. Alex, are you there from ABC News?
Yeah, not Alex Jones.
Did I say Alex Jones?
You did, but that's okay. I could be that again as well. Aliens.
I do that every once in a while.
Everybody does. All right. Yeah, sounds like a beautiful day in LA, huh?
Yeah, really. Like everything's going to hell at once.
Yeah, so Flex Alert now in. All the normal stuff. Keep your thermostat above 78. Don't run large appliances. Turn off the lights. And don't charge electric vehicles that they added about a year ago into these. And what were we talking about, I think, last Friday?
Yes.
That the board, the air board, was saying, no, they don't pull that much electricity, not that big of a deal. When you plug them in.
I remember you were giving us this complicated...
I was telling you what they were saying. Yes. And they were saying 7% of electricity annually and 1% when the demand goes way up, not a big deal. And then today, we are told from 4 to 9 p.m., do not plug in your electric vehicle. Because why? Because it is a major drain on the grid. And Governor Gavin Newsom, he briefed a little while ago. Supposed to do it at 10 o'clock this morning. Never showed up. Then at 2 o'clock, finally came in and did it. He says this is going to be a really rough week.
We are anticipating this extreme heat to be a length and duration likes of which we haven't experienced in some time. Yes, we're used to record-breaking temperatures, maybe a day or two more episodic, but this is an extended period. And as a consequence, it's going to require us to extend our thinking.
And so that's the thing. The problem is this one's going to last a while. And, you know, we're only in day one. Northern California really isn't even dealing with it yet. And already we're in a flex alert. And getting hotter through Sunday, staying above 100 degrees until late next week. Really, it doesn't look like relief until Thursday. He says hydroelectric generation has gone down. We know that from Lake Mead because not as much water is going through. So you add all that up, it gets even worse. So we're not getting as much power out of hydroelectric dams. And he says
energy reliability becomes more and more challenging. Energy reliability becomes more and more stressed because demand increases. At the same time, supply decreases.
All right. So he signed an executive order today, bring in more electricity. He outlined that they've been spending the offseason buying up electricity, other areas, bringing it in, talking megawatts and everything that means nothing to me. But basically, the executive order allows him to buy more, get rid of red tape. So like at the Port of L.A., ships don't have to plug into electricity when they're at the port. They can use their engines, and they don't have to pull, whereas environmentally, otherwise, they have to shut down their engines and pull off of port-side electricity, so they won't have to do that. But bottom line, we are in this for the long haul. Till about Thursday of next week, cut back. Don't plug in your electric vehicle tonight, because apparently it pulls a lot off the grid, despite what they said last week.
I had forgotten that you had said that CARB claimed it only pulls 1% of the electricity on a heavy day.
When we're at where we are right now with AC going and all the numbers way up there. Well, here, I even have it when the board was asked, what about the grid and everything? And they said, don't worry about it. We're going to take care of it. We've got 13 years. We'll deal with it.
And I think to those who raise opposition because of the grid and technology challenges today, know that we continue to evaluate those. And that's at the core of the feasibility that we are looking at.
John, don't worry about it. The board member says that is at the core of in the next 13 years, they're going to figure out how we can all plug in an electric vehicle between now and then. And I mean, right now, California has quite a few, but nothing compared to 2030 or 2035.
Right.
And already we're being told, don't plug them in, that you're going to be pulling too much.
Yeah, well, what Newsom neglects when he says about the supply dwindling is that we can create a much larger supply. We just have to build the power generating facilities.
Yeah, the money's got to go into it. He's really into Diablo nuclear power plant remaining open right now, which goes against his supporters who are angry at him about that, keeping nuclear going. But he's saying we got to do it, that for a little bit longer, we need that energy. They don't want to shut that down. But his supporters are saying, no, get rid of it.
And there were three natural gas plants that were supposed to be closed by now.
Yeah.
And he kept them open as well, I think, last year, and they're still open now.
And yeah, but we're not building a lot. We're buying a lot, but we're not building a lot.
Where are we buying from, the other Western states?
Yeah, others. I mean, I don't know how the whole deal works. Now, he was talking to megawatts and the deals being made and that you can buy it from states that have excess. And apparently
I remember a few years ago, remember there was a panic. We came really close to a blackout because the other states didn't have any excess because they were overloaded as well. They had the heat wave as badly as we did.
Yeah, well, he claims we've got the deals now so that contractually they got to give it to us. And then he talked about battery backup, that California's gotten a lot better in, I think it was 4,000 kilowatt hours. Again, I don't understand it, but where he's saying that we've got a lot of batteries out there so that when we generate it, we can store it and then use it when we need to, just like a lot of people have at their home. But if you've tried to put those in, my goodness, they're expensive. We're putting in solar right now. And Tesla Powerwalls, and you know, he's saying do that, generate your own, store it at night. Man, the estimate that they will give you in that moment where you go, oh, for two or three Tesla Powerwalls, you're paying up the yin yang for that.
Yeah.
And so it's not cheap for most people. A lot of people can't do it.
No, this is what makes me crazy. It's the government's responsibility to create the power source. Now they're saying, well, you know, make your own power source at home. You go and buy.
But California doesn't give you many breaks. The feds do. But I got a buddy in D.C. where they're putting in solar, and he goes, you know what? We're only spending $3,000. I said, I don't even want to tell you what we're spending to put it in. That California isn't helping you out.
And they're not? I thought they had big tax breaks. And
federally. Yeah.
Federally. I mean, they've been nothing from the state.
Nothing
they're
really.
They're pushing
some
all this
things
all the
here
time?
And there, but nothing big.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is crazy. Everything's messed up. All right. Anything else?
Nope. You
all
got
right.
it.
You covered all the disasters? Great.
Right. Yeah, I think so. No, the only other thing would be Bell High School. They got broken AC. They're in LAUSD over there.
Yeah.
And look at their feel the temperatures out there. And LAUSD, they say they spent $300 million in the past 5 years to upgrade AC, and that Bell High School will get it next year. but they're in there right now with broken AC.
It's 100 degrees.
Can you imagine that? Here, listen to this kid.
You can't concentrate good because it's hot. And, like, there's people around you, so it'll get even hotter.
So they're bringing in portable AC units right now to try to help out, but the kids are saying it doesn't help. That. Still, hot as can be in those rooms. And so imagine that. No AC.
That's crazy. I mean, all of this is nuts. Alex, thanks very much.
You got it. Thanks, John.
Alex Stone, ABC News here for KFI. We will continue on this, and we'll talk a little more about the fire in Castaic and the traffic closures, because that seems to be developing in a bad way. Make sure your electric car is unplugged. You can't use it. Because we're running out of power today, says the governor. So he does a bad job. He mandates electric cars and then says you can't plug in your electric car between 4 and 9 o'clock, among all the other things you can't use. Also, in other news, we've got a fire up in Castaic, and it's closed down both sides of the 5 freeway. And Angel Martinez is here to tell us more about the traffic. Is everything still closed, or are they trying to open up a lane at a time? What's going on?
Well, it is all still shut down, John. And, you know, I was just going over the whole fire this afternoon. You know, it started at about noon today. And slowly but surely, they made their way into shutting down the entire 5 freeway. So the closure, as it stands right now, on the northbound side, traffic is being diverted off the freeway at Parker Road. So this is, you know, coming up on the Lake Hughes area, and I mean that Castaic Lake area. Southbound is off limits at Vista Del Lago, so they'll take you off the freeway there as well. That's a huge stretch of the 5 that's closed. So,
and are they directing people how to get back on the 5 down the road, or?
They're turning people around because there are really no alternates once you're off of the freeway in this area.
Oh, yeah. There's very few roads that run parallel to the 5.
Very few. Very few. And the only roads that are really, you know, open that can get you across anywhere are like off-road areas. So, you know, not everybody can travel those. But the alternate that's that Caltrans is stating and suggesting is the 138 to the 14. So What's happening at Vista Del Lago, people are turning around and heading back north, hopping on the 138 traveling eastbound to the 14 and then south to connect with the 5. And they're doing, you know, just the opposite on the northbound side, taking the 14 up to the 138 and over to the 5 instead.
I see. And what's the condition of the fire? Deborah, you got...
Well, right now, 250 acres. There are evacuations underway, and the evacuations are for people living in the Paradise Mobile Home Park and all buildings south of Templin Highway along Upper Ridge Route Road. So they need to evacuate. And also, two firefighters have been taken to the hospital due to heat-related injuries.
That's right. It's probably over 100 degrees there.
Yeah.
On top of fighting the fire. All right. Very good. Thank you, Angel. Thank you, Deborah. This is quite a day we're having. Because we don't have a functioning government is what it is. And so we're pretty much every man for yourself. Let me see. All right. Now, you may have heard, we talked about this the other day. The FDA has authorized the new COVID booster shots. And for Pfizer and for Moderna. Pfizer is good for people 12 and over. Moderna is good for people 18 and over. You do have to be warned, though. These have not been tested on humans yet. So if you don't mind taking a medical injection and it's only been tested on mice, you can go for it. They're starting human trials, but it's going to be a little while, obviously, before they get through the human trials. They say it's very similar to the first vaccines, but they tweaked it in order to handle Omicron and the Omicron variants, the BA4, the BA5, those things. Whether it work on any extra variants that pop up, well, obviously nobody knows. But they said the virus is evolving so quickly, human trials would be out of date before they could deliver results that could be used in a decision. So because the human trials are going to take so long, they wouldn't have the answers anyway. So what the hell? Just start injecting people. Let's see what happens. This is crazy. They're relying on the results of mouse trials. So I don't know. I guess if you're very small, if something about you resembles a mouse, maybe you're mousy looking, then you're probably safe. It's funny because they were so slow and meticulous at the beginning, and now it's the government's given up. It's like, here, this is the best idea we've got. Good luck. So that's happening there. Other medical news, and this is fascinating. For the first time, according to a Gallup poll, more Americans say they smoke pot than cigarettes. Years ago, back in the 1950s, nearly half of Americans smoked. Now it's down to 11%. But 16% of Americans are now smoking pot. And most everyone's agreed that smoking, you know, gives you terrible diseases. In fact, the last poll, 91% of smokers said they wish they'd never started. About half the people in the country have tried marijuana at some point, which is a huge change. Back in 1969, only 4% of the public had tried marijuana. I think that 4% were probably all the hippies that were around in the 1960s. The support to legalize marijuana has hit 68%. So most of the countries in favor of marijuana, half has tried it, and about 16%, about one out of every six people are using it regularly. However, and we'll get into this coming up after 4:30. That's just the setup I gave you. This is about marijuana. If you smoke enough of it for a long enough period of time, it might cause psychosis. Because there is a lot more THC in the pot today than there used to be many years ago when maybe you smoked it as a teenager. So we'll get into pot leading to psychosis, which ironically was the scare films that the American U.S. government used to use back in the 1930s. They used to try to terrify people not to use pot. And one of the arguments, it would make you crazy. And of course, at the time, that was propaganda. But it worked on frightening the people. It became the argument for making it illegal. A lot of that's broken down since. And now come these studies that say, well, maybe you can fall into psychosis from pot, from the modern version of marijuana. Tell you all about that coming up next. John and Ken Show, KFI. Yeah, that's a pretty strong fire that's burning in Castaic in the mountains near Interstate 5, which is closed in both directions.
We have our reporter, Blake Trolley, is on the way to that fire. So hopefully we will hear from him soon so we can get an update.
There's mandatory evacuations in certain areas there. They're diverting traffic off the 5 southbound and northbound. And good luck, because there are not a lot of parallel roads, as you know. Castaic is right at the base of the Grapevine as you're headed north from the L.A. Basin. There's really nowhere to go once you get off the freeway. Not good.
Not a fun commute.
No, not a fun commute. We also have a power shortage. Could have blackouts unless everybody obeys the flex alert between 4 and 9 o'clock, and you have to start unplugging things like your air conditioner and just sit at home and sweat and boil over because Newsom doesn't know how to run a power system. Also, 40% of L.A. County, you can't water. You have to let everything die. Let your front lawn die and your trees and your plants. No watering for 40% of L.A. County. You could look it up online to see what cities. There's dozens and dozens of cities because a pipe broke coming from the Colorado River, and they've got to fix that pipe. That's your maintenance system here. What else has gone wrong? Is that enough?
Well, it is really, really hot out.
Oh, yeah, and it's over 100 degrees in a lot of places.
112 in my neck of the woods.
Yeah. That house is going to – well, I forgot. You're saying the hell with Newsom. I don't care if we have blackouts. My dogs are going to stay cool.
Hey, Angel Martinez was saying she has her air conditioning on for her bird.
There you go.
Yeah. So we need to protect our pets.
I know. I got a dog and a cat and two lizards and two birds.
But you said your lizards like
lizards
the heat.
Are very happy in the heat.
Yeah.
Yeah. It can't get hot.
Well, how cool
for
is it here in the radio station? They always keep it nice and cold
for
the equipment.
Usually here. Yes. That's
not,
a good
we're not
point.
Complying with the flex alert?
I doubt it.
Oh. That's not good. Gavin Newsom could lose his chance at the presidency here.
Oh, I'm so scared.
And finally, and it's really the biggest news of the day, if you have an electric car, you're not supposed to plug it in. If you wanted to go somewhere, too bad, you can't. You can't get juiced up for the next 5 hours or so.
Well, what if you need to evacuate from the area where the fire is?
Oh, now, that is a great point. Imagine you didn't plug in your car because the governor said so, and then they tell you to evacuate, but you don't have any juice in your electric car. Wow. And all the times people have to evacuate in Southern California, and we're going to have to rely on the electrical grid. And then when it gets too hot, and it gets too hot a lot around here, there is no electrical grid that works, and then you can't escape the fire. Looks like nobody's thought anything through on all this. Anyway, we'll continue covering all this stuff. I had mentioned before a few minutes that a record number of people are now smoking pot. In fact, more people are smoking pot than cigarettes. 16% smoke pot regularly. 11% smoke cigarettes, although almost half of the population has at least tried pot. And here's some of the new research on this, and I was surprised. This is in Tablet Magazine. And it says that now they are marketing high-potency THC products as marijuana, and people are suffering from psychosis. THC is the active ingredient in pot. And back in the old days of the hippies in the 1960s, there was only 2% THC in their marijuana. By the 90s, it was closer to 5%. 2015, it was over 20%. So there's and THC is what stimulates your brain and gives you that wonderful feeling. Now, they talked to Dr. Libby Stoit, and she said for 30 years he's been an addiction psychiatrist in Pueblo, Colorado, just retired. And she has treated everybody up there for a severe drug dependency, and she's seen it all. Alcohol, heroin, meth. Then 5 years ago, remember, after they jacked up the THC to 20%, she started to see something new. I started seeing people with the worst psychosis symptoms that I had ever seen. And here's a woman who treats a lot of meth addicts. And the worst delusions I have ever seen. The cases were more acute than what she'd seen from psychotic patients on meth. This is great news. This must be what's going on in the street, too. Some of the delusions were accompanied by severe violence. But they would test the patients, and they would only come up positive for cannabis. She wasn't alone. Remember, Colorado was the first state to legalize pot, which means they have more data than anybody else. Bren Court ran an addiction recovery center in Steamboat Springs, Colorado. He watched a young guy jump on a table in the emergency room and strip naked. He announced he was the God of Thunder, and he was threatening to kill everyone in the room, including two police officers. A collegiate athlete that Ben Court worked with also had a psychotic episode and was shot 5 times by police with a beanbag gun here in L.A. County. Blue Store is a psychiatric social worker. They had a patient who climbed a 700-foot crane and considered jumping off of it, not because he was suicidal, but he had thought he was in a computer simulation like The Matrix. You never got any of this from your edibles, did you?
No. I had other issues.
If I see you climbing up naked on a crane, then
I didn't do that.
Then we'll know you got a bad batch. No. So 2012, Colorado legalized pot. And since then, 18 other states have followed suit. It's a billion-dollar industry, smokable, edible, drinkable cannabis products. And addiction doctors and relatives of addicts says for certain people, it's become a hardcore drug like cocaine or methamphetamine. Overdose, psychosis, and suicidal behavior. Wow. Dr. Ronit Lev, an addiction medicine doctor in San Diego, he said, I got into addiction medicine because of the opioid crisis. She advocated against the overprescription of OxyContin. Now she's seeing the same thing all over again. The false claims of medical benefits and the denial of adverse effects. Whether it's big tobacco or big pharma or big marijuana, it's the same people in the same pattern, and they go through what I said before. It went from 2% THC in the 60s to 5% in the 90s. By 2015, it's over 20%. And also, all these cannabis products are not really marijuana because the kind of cannabis products that are sold online and at dispensaries don't actually contain any plant matter. They're made by pulverizing marijuana into a tube and then running butane, propane, ethanol, or carbon dioxide through it, which separates the THC from the rest of the plant. The end product is a wax that can be 70 to 80% THC. Then they put it in a vacuum oven, concentrate it into oils that are as much as 95 or 99% THC. This is known as dabs. It's what people put in their vape pens. And it's legal in California and Colorado. No caps on potency. And if today teenagers are dabbing, that's it's a product that's 3, 4, or 5 times stronger than the weed from 20 years ago. And the impact of the drug on a user's brain is an entirely different category of risk. You get irrational, anxious symptoms, paranoia, and eventually, you can have a psychotic episode, and if you keep it up, you could become permanently schizophrenic or bipolar. There you go.
Why are you looking at me?
Go crazy this weekend. Let's see what happens.
I have not had an edible in a very long time.
Did you start getting too woozy from it?
I told you I passed out after I had a few sips. Well, not I had it. I had an alcoholic beverage.
Uh-huh.
And then I wanted to relax when I got home, and I had a tiny bit of an edible, and, you know.
Well, that's relaxed when you're passed out. I mean, you got there.
Yeah, I hit my head.
You got to the...
How many milligrams was the edible?
5.
Oh, that's nothing.
I know. I think it was a little more. Actually, maybe 7. It was. I split. I have 10 milligrams, and usually I take half, but I think I took a little more than half that time. It was a stupid thing to do.
So 7 milligrams in a glass of wine, and
I have sleep issues, and my back hurts, so that's why I was just trying to chill out, and it backfired.
So she was standing on the roof naked, screaming at the moon.
No.
All right, more coming up. John and Ken show. We learned in the last segment that the reason some of the people are acting psychotic here on the streets of Los Angeles is not just the meth and the heroin, but it may be the supercharged pot that they're smoking or eating because it's much higher in THC. And this psychosis is affecting normal people too, but we all know we're seeing behavior out in the streets that we never used to see before. One of the other sources of people laying in the streets half dead is the fentanyl coming over the border. And if you can get that clip ready in a second, because we talked about this a lot yesterday. There was a long story about how there's two major drug cartels that are involved in a multi-billion dollar business manufacturing fentanyl and sending it over here to the United States. And they have a huge distribution network, and it's cheap to make, and it's easy to make, and there's a lot of it. And, we got over 100,000 people dying from opioid overdose, and a majority of that is from illegal opioids. A lot of that is fentanyl. Well, Peter Doocy from Fox News got into it with the White House press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre. He started talking about the cartels and the fentanyl, and she had a response. Listen to this.
There's a big problem now that rainbow fentanyl, which is designed to target children, has been found in 18 states. What specifically is the president doing about this?
So we just talked about the overdose awareness day that we are observing today. I just laid out what the second gentleman and others are doing within this administration. We are going to continue to focus on the steps that we're taking, that we have taken. You have the $80 million that DHS just announced today on drug prevention. And the president has taken many steps. He's made this a priority to make sure that we attack very dangerous drugs, serious drugs in this country.
But 300 overdoses a day now. We know how the fentanyl is coming into the country. It's coming right across the southern border. The DEA administrator says so. So when is the president going to do something?
So I will say that you have seen a 200% increase of fentanyl seizures, which means that we are doing the job of catching drug traffickers. 200%. Hold on. 200% increase.
From a low
number. Americans' life expectancies are going down at a rate not seen in a century. And part of that is being driven by drug overdoses. So what is the president going to do?
And we agree. We see those same numbers as well. But the fact that we are securing the border, the fact that we are securing record levels of funding from DHS so they can stop illicit drugs from entering into the country, the fact that
it's
not just drug traffickers that we're dealing
with
as well.
Okay, enough. Jesus. More word salad. Wow. It's Overdose Awareness Day. That's what you do to stop 100,000 people from dying. They just don't have enough awareness. The rainbow fentanyl that Doocy mentioned, we were talking about that yesterday. Probably was the same article being discussed. They look like little candies. They're all different colors. They look really cool to a little kid. Hey, do you want the red one or the yellow one or the blue one? It's fentanyl. Then they die. What do you say? 300 people a day dying. It's Overdose Awareness Day. Please be aware that you've overdosed and you're lying half dead on the ground. At least be aware, because this is the special day. When we come back after 5 o'clock, Well, let's see. You have your pick of disasters here. We got the big fire, big traffic jam from the big fire. We've got the potential big blackout from the big shortage of power, the shortage of water, and the shortage of any brains in our government. So it'll be the hour of shortages coming up. John and Ken Show, Deborah Mark has the news, KFI AM 640. It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.